We've got Gene Boldick in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the stuff that has people upset on social media this week, and we ask the important question, is it really a thing or is it not a thing?
Well, how do you want to pick?
I don't know.
The things that are not a thing.
I think I've got my overarching message for this week ready to go, and I think I can apply it to anything that you want to talk about. So,
okay, well, I'll let you go. Here's my first thing that is not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
A sad story about an actor pulling a publicity stunt to bring attention to himself and get better salary. For me, not a thing. Moving on.
Jussie Smollett?
Yeah.
I think, okay.
They cut him out of the last two episodes of the season. He's done on the show, so he's done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope things get better for him, because I think that for him to have done that is not a good sign for where he is in his headspace.
Also, I don't think things are going to get better for him.
They're not, but I'll tell you what. I watched the press conference with the Chicago police superintendent yesterday. I was very impressed with him, the police chief. I thought he was compassionate, firm. I would love to have him for my uncle if I was in trouble. And I thought that what he did basically was kind of put out there where the case might end up, which is... for Smollett to come out, say what he did, say he's sorry, write a check to the city of Chicago to cover all the expenses that the city incurred, and throw in, you know, $50,000 more.
Yeah.
Do some community service.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody benefits necessarily from him going to jail for what he did. I'm glad nobody got hurt. But, you know, people who need to report hate crimes are injured by that.
Yeah.
And I think there's a healthy respect all the way around about the damage that this kind of thing can do for that.
Especially since we're still in a state of affairs where many, many people, and I can't say the percentage, but from what I've heard from people who work with survivors of violence like this, it's most people who are victimized by domestic violence or sexual assault or hate crimes in this case don't report because they are afraid of having to relive the trauma in public. They're afraid that their reputations are going to get dragged through the mud. They're afraid that they're going to end up being the ones put on trial and the actual perpetrators are going to walk scot-free. This reinforces that.
And, you know, with trauma, with real trauma, when you tell the story of that trauma, unless you've been through some counseling, and this is usually much later in the process, but right after it happens, you know, when you tell the story of the trauma, you are going through it again.
Yes.
And who would offer themselves to go through it again if they didn't have to?
Yeah.
And sometimes people feel like, no, I absolutely cannot. I have to put this. So it depends a lot on their personality and how they were raised and what their support system is and all of that stuff. But it's perfectly legitimate for them to feel like they're terrified of going through it again.
And then this guy comes along and makes their situation worse.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was very gratified to see what a great vocabulary the police chief had for discussing that. He's very comfortable with talking about that and saying, listen, when victims come forward, we assume that they are victims and that they are reporting something that really happened until we know otherwise. And that's, you know, that's not always the case with every police department.
Yeah.
And I was really glad to hear that. And I think everybody benefits from hearing that. So if that's one positive thing, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you know, him and his attention seeking technique, I'm disappointed that happened.
That's non-thing number one.
Non-thing number two, Roger Stone pretending to be a tough guy, not a thing.
Okay.
He's not a tough guy. And I think he got a lesson in what real power looks like in the federal court yesterday with trying to pull his usual nonsense with the judge saying that, I put this picture up with a sharpshooter scope on it, a picture of you up on Instagram for people to see as a fundraising technique. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. You know, there's just this whole, there's a lot of people who think, I'll do something bad, I'll slap a woman, I'll abuse somebody in some way, and as long as I say I'm sorry afterwards, then everything's okay. Mm-hmm. And he just ran right into the buzzsaw of the real world of messing with a federal judge who said, this is your second strike, this isn't baseball, you don't get three. If you do anything like this again, you're going to jail. Gonna revoke your bail.
Based on that, it sounds like he does get three strikes.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like he gets the third offense, but
right.
Basically he got sort of a reasonable restriction and made his bail and then went on his way. He violated that almost immediately. And so that was, you know, yesterday was really kind of his first strike. And
yeah.
It was like on the second offense, you're done.
Right.
If you defy my order a second time, you're done.
Okay. So that's not a thing number two.
Yeah. His pretense of being a tough guy who's not going to give up Donald Trump, I think that's going to crumble like a house of cards pretty quick.
All right.
Number three for me, I think, is the idea that the Mueller investigation is all going to wrap up with a bow on it in like a couple of days and be all over with, and I don't think that's true.
Mm.
This is all the buzz and all of that stuff. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I don't know how anybody knows that, but I don't think that's true.
We're
think we'll be back next week
it,
and
yeah.
It'll still be going on.
That's possible. I mean, we've gotten one of the things that has happened over the course of how long has this investigation been going on now? 6 years, 12?
Something like that.
A year and a half, right? Thereabouts.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
This is the 21st century. Yeah, it's since it's since May of 2017. It's almost 2 years.
It's
now.
Almost 2 years. Okay.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of indications over the course of this that, oh, this huge thing is about to happen and then it doesn't.
And then
or something happens.
Or it doesn't as far as we know.
Right.
Yeah.
Or something happens, but it's not the same thing and it's not what we were expecting it to be. So I'll go back to what I've been saying about the Mueller investigations. Like, let it go. We don't have to pay attention to it. As long as Mueller's allowed to do his job.
Right.
Whatever he finds, he finds. Whatever he doesn't find, he doesn't find. I don't need to hear about it until it's done. Whenever he decides that he's done with this investigation, great. The only thing I care about is he being allowed to do his job?
Right. As long as the story isn't that a moving van has just showed up at the special counsel offices and they're moving furniture out and all that stuff. We'll know when that happens. But you know, I have to say, as a news junkie, it would be a heck of a stunt for either the last big indictments to drop or for the report to come out and get leaked next week while the president is in, of all places, Vietnam.
Mm.
He finally goes to Vietnam and then will want to stay there because this will happen while he's away.
So we've got three non-things, and that fits in perfectly with my thinking for today, which is I was on Facebook earlier today, just sort of scrolling, you know, like you do.
Right.
And I found myself getting exhausted, like really more so than usual for social media. And I don't know if it's just the weirdness that's been in the news this week or just the barrage of scrolling and seeing people feeling the need to weigh in. Y'all, not everything is a thing.
More cat videos.
Not everything has to be a thing. You don't have to comment or weigh in with an opinion on every single thing that comes across your news radar. Just because it comes across your news radar does not necessarily mean it's newsworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes it's clickbait. There's a Venn diagram between the two, and there's not a whole lot of overlap, but there's enough that ends up finding its way into your newsfeed. Like, you can just chill. Like, don't even post cat videos. Just like, I got a whole bunch of cat pictures that I haven't posted yet, just because you know what?
You're saving them,
It's all good. It's all good.
Are you saving them for a catter day?
You gotta save them for a catter day, or post them all in one big batch, and you gotta have enough of, because I've got two cats, you have to have enough of one and the other, so that the one doesn't feel left out.
So then your single post shows like picture 1, 2, 3, and then it says plus 27.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I like those.
They're good,
I like
right?
those because you're just leafing through them and you just can get lost
click,
in
click,
it.
Click,
yeah, yeah. 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 Those are nice. That's nice clickbait. I like that.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Let me think. Sharon Hirsch.
Awesome.
From Prevent Child Abuse. And we talked a little bit about Headspace, you know, this app Headspace. It's very relaxing. That's what everybody should get, an app like that. Just instead of looking at Facebook, you should just, it's like, you know, white noise. It'll help you, you know, meditate. Does anybody meditate anymore? Could you even do it?
Yeah.
It's really hard in our society to do that. But I think it's a good idea.
What is Headspace?
Headspace is an app.
Is it a meditation app?
It's a meditation app.
Oh, cool.
It has like a guy talking, and you can get people with different accents if you find an English accent relaxing, Scottish relaxing. I don't know anybody with a Scottish accent that I would find relaxing, but, you know, somebody French, someone just reading the phone book to you in a voice that sounds friendly and relaxing.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's like listening to the Aaron Keck show.
I don't know.
I find it very relaxing. It's very soothing to my brain to listen to the Aaron Keck show.
There are certain,
whenever I'm getting smarter, I feel more relaxed.
There are certain very relaxing radio shows that I don't want to be modeling this one after, and that's all.
Nobody's saying you should operate heavy equipment.
Okay,
not like that. You can still keep driving, right? Yeah, you keep
all
driving.
Right.
Talking to your kids about the kids' team question.
8 p.m. on Sundays is the weekend water cooler, or 4 a.m. on Saturday mornings if you're up that late. WeekendWaterCooler.com for the full archive. So check it out there as well. Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you.